Well, good evening. Thank all of you for coming out tonight on this extracurricular church event. I'm wearing this microphone for those who cannot be here, like Glenn and Joyce and Kevin and Sheila. At the moment, maybe there are more. So before we start, let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this good night or this good evening, and for your promise of always providing your presence and your wisdom as we offer ourselves to you. So we invite you into this meeting. We invite your spirit to move among us, to show us your will, help us to understand each other, and to articulate the thoughts that we have this evening well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, well, we are going to start by having about 45 minutes of discussion, maybe less, on ROM and some ideas there, and then Clifton will spend about 15 minutes talking about Summerfest and some of those details. So, my agenda tonight is to give you the information you need to give informed feedback. That's what I would like to do. And I believe and have tried to accomplish this on the ROM committee that meetings should be fun or at least enjoyable, and they should be productive, and everybody should be able to be open and honest, and we should still be able to love each other at the end of the night. So that is my goal here, to have a larger ROM meeting. So welcome to this meeting, and feel free to share. Now, I did notice in the responsibility of a chairman is his job, part of it is to keep everybody responding well to each other. And so that is part of my job. So if anybody gets out of hand, it is going to be my responsibility to try to keep you in hand. So so I also would like to say that 15 years ago, when I was the ROM chairman, I had concluded, based on some of our discussions, that we need to stop programs and minister as families, and so kind of really tried to make that happen. And I remember meeting here on this side of it, and Paul Oberhalter back there like, no, don't make this decision. I'm like, this is what needs to happen. So the adult elderly care program shut down for a year, and Paul took over it for a little while. And so I say that to say that as I look back on that scenario and I think about what I was hearing and the conclusions I came to, I don't think I quite came to the right conclusions. I think that what I heard people saying was not what they were actually saying. And so I have less resolve that my opinions are right and others are wrong. And so I'm much more willing to hear what other people have to say, is what I would like to say there. So to start out, two Bible verses here are Proverbs chapter 29:18, a very familiar verse, which says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." And just a reminder, we all know that verse, that you would agree that we have to have vision. We have to have vision for what it is to be a Christian, have to have vision for what it is to minister, or we perish. We give in to lesser things, and we spend our time doing things that are not eternally valuable, and so we need to have vision. And for ROM CSCS to function as a healthy organization, there needs to be a clear vision. Also, actually Amos Esh is the first one who introduced this verse to us that I remember. It's from Isaiah 32:8, and it's in the NIV, and the way the NIV says it's a little different than other versions, but it's really catchy. It says, "But the noble man makes noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands." So, noble men make noble plans, and by noble deeds they stand. So, it's important that we have vision, and that we also make plans to accomplish that vision. So, three groups of people here in the, this is also by way of introduction, and then we'll get into the agenda. Three groups of people in the body, church body here, that have a part in decision making, and I'm going to give them age groups. They're debatable. But the older group, 55 to 80. If you are 55 to 80, I'm putting you in the older group tonight. All right. The older group has more experience and more wisdom and less energy. Their job is to keep younger people from making unnecessary mistakes and to give wise counsel and direction so that we are more productive. We can accomplish the mission. direct the vision, give helpful guidance. Then there's the middle age, which I'm going to say is 50 or 30 to 55. Okay, so if you're 30, 55, tonight you're middle-aged, all right? And who have moderate amounts of experience and wisdom, their job, and they have moderate amounts of energy as well. Their job is to implement the guidance and to manage the programs to make the vision happen, implement and manage the vision. Then the younger group is from 15 to 30, all right? And the children are just kind of watching because they will get to be part of the process here soon. But if you're 15 to 30, I'm going to say that you're in the younger group tonight, okay? And your job, you have little experience, but lots of energy. And so that's one of the reasons that I made some mistakes at 25 is because I was in the younger group and I had, you know, too much responsibility. But anyway, so your job is to use your energy to accomplish the vision, put all your energy behind it, and the people who know more than you do will direct you. Okay, so, but you need to buy into the vision because someday you're going to be leading, and so you need to be preparing for that, and that's why you're working with the whole program so that you're ready when it's your turn. We want you to be ready. So, there's two primary discussions that we have tonight, or two primary questions that we would like your feedback on that are the size and structure of Reach Out Ministries and CSCS. The size and the structure are the two questions that we would like to hear from you on. And would like to use the Custard City School building as a way to talk about these questions, even though right now that doesn't seem to be a possibility for us. Let's see, one more thing before we go on. We are planning to have Merle Burkholder. We would like to invite Merle Burkholder to come and to meet with us as a committee. Merle is one of the Servants Institute leaders, which Clifton is attending at Faith Builders now and has a lot of mission experience and is actually writing a book on organization. And so who better to ask? And hasn't said yes yet, but we're hoping that we can sit down with him, talk about the structure of ROM and get some good feedback. It was suggested by our pastoral advisor, however, that we start with the church and we talk about it first here, so that's what we are doing. So, the Custard City School building came up for sale and there were, let's see. All right, my notes were mixed up. We would like to use this as the way to discuss. All right. Ironically, today at work, a coworker of mine mentioned nonchalantly that the guy who's buying the Custard City School just contacted him to see if he would be the maintenance man, and he's settling on it June 15th. I'm like, wow, that is really interesting. I've been trying to get a hold of that guy because I'd like to talk to him about the possibility of us using some of that building. Could you ask him if it would be all right if we had his number? So that's a really interesting side note here in the discussion. So we need to answer these questions so that we're prepared for future opportunities that come our way about the size and the structure, and also because the current authority structure of our organization lends itself to need Bradford Mennonite Church to be involved in major decisions. So this is what I understand our current organizational structure to have been designed from the very beginning. And you could maybe pick out a few details, but generally this is what happened. So Bradford Mennonite Church is the 501c3 organization, the only 501c3, and has created or birthed the Reach Out Ministries, Chestnut Street Christian School, and they have mandated or choose the Reach Out Ministries committee members to manage the programs, and then the Reach Out committee is responsible to provide an ROM administrator. Used to be Kevin was ROM SCSCS administrator, and that was all one person. Currently, this is what it looks like, that there is a CSCS administrator underneath the ROM administrator and a CSCS staff under him. And over here we have ROM house parents and ROM staff. And as you can guess, the ROM house parents have some say in ROM staff as well. But that is the main point here is that Bradford Mennonite Church is the final authority in this organization. All right. So we can't as a committee just go out and buy a $179,000 building and like make major program changes without talking about it as a group. So that's why we are here. Background is prior to us having this opportunity with the Custer City School, the committee had decided, and I'll read directly from the minutes, October 11th, 2022, labeled target size and student ratio for CSCS, and I believe Jethro took these minutes. The proposal was given and agreed to that since we are currently doing foundational building of curriculum and administrator transition, we should continue in our current building, which caps the student size to 50 due to space. Our own church students, estimated to be about 38 in 2 years, get first priority. This decision will be revisited in 5 years. Also, after consulting with the Swansons, the committee had a vision, has a desire to see the school expand up to potentially 70 students at max. They suggested that a small school feel can't get much bigger than that, or it feels more like organizational, institutional. And so we would like to grow, but we want to grow based upon first getting our program working in a healthy way and having seasoned administration to run it. So then, out of kind of nowhere, the Custer City School building comes up for sale, and we're having real problems over here trying to settle on that. And so we're like, well, maybe we should check it out. And so several men go and look through that. And we have some discussion about that afterwards. Some of us thought we really needed to take this opportunity. Others, people thought this is way too big. There were interests shown from both the school board and Bradford Mennonite Church members and other members from Kane saying, hey, maybe we should pursue this. That gave us enough of encouragement to continue pressing on a little bit. That came to a screeching halt when we found that it's already sold. So that was a little bit disappointing. We did, however, unanimously agree that it was too big for our current needs. So what would we do with the rest of the building? There were ideas about starting a thrift store, about a daycare, about apartments for the elderly, and or even rent out space. There was also the caution that this is too big of a project for the local community to sustain long term. And so while we might be able to raise the money to put all the pressure of maintaining that much building, increased programs is going to burn people out. And we don't want to do that. So it was then suggested that if we were going to pursue that, we would need to change the organizational structure a little bit and do something more like this, which actually we'll talk about here in a minute. So we concluded then that there are kind of four options that we have ahead of us. Okay, so here are the four options. So is anybody still feeling, who's enjoying this meeting? Who's starting to feel a little bit bored? Wow, okay, I got some work to do here. Oh, okay, yeah. 2.5 years of Pepsi makes happier board members. They're now happy enough I don't have to bring the Pepsi anymore, so. All right, so keep things manageable for the local body. That is our first option. Keep the Reach Out Ministries, CSCS programs at a size that the local church can operate. Wait for appropriate sizes for what we can utilize for CSCS, and never expand beyond this capacity. So this is the first question that I'm looking for your feedback for, so you need to be listening here. All right, so is this what you would like as a Bradford Mennonite Church member to be the flow chart model for the next 20 years? So far this has been maybe last almost 30, that BMC is the mother organization in which CSCS continues to, and ROM continue to function through the local resources here. Now, obviously we actually do get other staff to help us, and we also get money from the outside to help administrate that, but we are running the programs. Is that the option that we should choose? Which means when we come to buildings like Custard City School or, Lord willing, whatever comes next, we say, that's just not what we're after. Second option is we could change the organizational authority structure and form a larger board for ROM and CSCS made up of men interested from BMC and recruit others from the outside area, which would provide opportunity to tap into expertise and resources to expand programs. BMC would have a voice on the board, but would not have sole responsibility. So it would look something like this. This would be a fundamental change. BMC would now have committee members and a pastoral advisor on the ROM committee, but ROM would be another 501c3 organization, which would have another board, which could possibly, you know, would obviously have other members from the outside. We don't have all the details of this figured out or organized, and that would be, it would be an organization speaking into this organization, not necessarily having the final say. And definitely don't have all the wrinkles ironed out of that model, but that would be another option. And that would be something that we would definitely sincerely be asking Merle Burkholder what would actually work in long term based on your past experience. A third option, which was given by one of the board members, Jethro actually, join an existing organization like UMM and tap into another leadership structure that is already operating, from at least outside appearances, well. Right, so we kind of just partner with someone like UMM, and they would do the big school project, and we would kind of help. So I did actually pursue that a little bit until I got to know the chairman, and I did make a call, and he never got back to me. So I don't have any other information on that option. The fourth option is we could conclude that the advice that we can't handle this long term is not correct. And we could conclude that the local community can handle a project of this size and take steps to develop these programs or options for the generations to follow. For example, there was talk years ago about starting a new church every 8 to 10 years in other communities, and we have Kane 25 miles away, Mount Jewett 20 miles away, Eldred 22 miles away, Smithport 17 miles, Port Allegheny 27, Salamanca 21. You get the idea. There's other towns around here. And actually, Jeremy was doing some work on, let's see, you call this, there's a word for this, it's called, what are the demographics of a group? So he was trying to figure out how many, Lord willing, how many Anabaptist people would be there in 20 years? And so he thought about how the Stossfusses are multiplying and the, you know, Fonestocks. It's like, how many Stossfusses will the next generation of Stossfusses? I'm just kidding. And how many of them will stay? and it's pretty soon he started burning out up here, and he decided, you know, I don't know about this. So it's kind of hard to figure out how many people will be here in 20 years, but if there was plenty, there will be options for other people to still be using the CSCS from other areas. So we're going to pause. I have a few more details, but we're going to pause at this point to give you the opportunity to give some feedback. The board members can give some clarifications. They, all the rest of you can ask questions or give feedback. Ultimately, at the end of the night, we're not going to necessarily make a decision. You're invited to give feedback in the days to come, and based on your feedback, if a decision were to be made, for example, if we got a lot of feedback that said we should foundationally change some things, or if we got unanimous feedback that this is the model, if Merle Burkholder gives us advice that we think should be taken seriously, it would ultimately come back to BMC to make any changes. So, any questions or comments at this point? Well, if the option was really thought to be valuable and we could continue to pursue that, and there could be a fifth option that we didn't even think about, which might be here. So right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So there is a few more details that I will give you here in a moment, which also play into that. Any other thoughts this time? Sure. So that, I mean, that is a valid question, and it could be that BMC decided to keep CSCS under that, and ROM was separate like that. I mean, that's a possibility as well. But at this point, we're talking about them together. So, right, right, yeah. We aren't saying this is what we should do. We're saying we are chosen by this body to make this happen, and we're asking for feedback on what you want. Also included in the discussion, and this is a little bit more of a sensitive part of the discussion, but it's being open and honest, is that even prior to this discussion, some of these questions have been coming up, at least in private conversations. And so I'd like to list some pros and cons of this and this, and you can add to that list. The pros to this organizational structure is that good things are happening in a sustainable way. So this is currently working, and there are good results are being produced by this. Okay. Also, there is probably a greater chance of local buy-in. One of my hesitations of this is that how much will the Bradford Mennonite Church own it if it's not actually theirs? But, so there's greater chance of local buy-in and participation in the vision if this is our responsibility like that. Cons to this model. In talking, in private conversations, pulling committee members from this small group who are nominated to serve by the church and may or may not desire to do this, potentially limit the vision and energy, okay? So if we are a pretty small church and we have, like we said, in our church, these different groups of people, there are only so many men here, and if some of them want to do this, then they can make it happen. But however, there's a fairly small group of people, and if they don't really want to do this, then actually functioning underneath that can be a little bit of a downer. You want to be functioning men who are filled with energy and vision. All right. Also, and I would say at this point that I have been very pleased with the amount of participation and energy that the committee has been putting into this in the last 2.5 years. Also, both current administration and previous administration have expressed to me the difficulty it brings to relationships to work solely for the local church community. All right, so it's hard when you are in this position that these people are your boss, and you also go to church with them, and one of them happens to be your brother-in-law, and you know, some things like that. That makes relationships a little more challenging. So that is one of the cons of this model, having a small group of people who know each other very well, which can be a positive. It can also be a little bit of a struggle. Also, then, expansion is limited to what the local body can manage. So those are some of the cons. All right, any other thoughts on the discussion tonight?
So,
Sure. Yeah. 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 Ultimately, so I'll be honest with you, I don't really have a strong opinion on which model we choose, but what I do feel very strongly about is that this group of people needs to make the decision, because neither model will work if this group of people doesn't make the decision. So if this group of people makes a decision that they want to go with that model, I believe it can work. And I can't quite turn my head if you're wondering why I'm looking like my neck stiff. Or if they decide that we need to stay with this, then that is what's going to work, because I believe it's this group of people who need to make that decision and make it work. So, all right. Well, then the plan is that we will plan to meet with Merle Burkholder and ask his advice. Go ahead. The pros and cons of that one? Let me look here. So, I mean, one of the pros of this model, which I have seen, you know, firsthand working with the other organization that I have had opportunity to work with, is, I mean, the larger your sphere of influence, the more wealth of knowledge you pull in, and all of those kinds of things. So there is some value to get people involved that have expertise in areas that maybe nobody in this body has expertise. That will be a pro. Another pro might be that there is less responsibility for the overall maintenance of this organization. There might be a feeling of a less pressure on BMC if this was the case. And I said, I believe one of the cons is, okay, so what happens if we do get other men on the board, and what happens if our ROM director is no longer Clifton, but it's somebody from out of town, and he moves in, and then, like, there's all kinds of other relational dynamics that happen if this could grow into, you know, a very separate organization if this was not intentionally worked at, if that relationship was not very intentionally worked at. I wish Kevin was here, because UMM in Baltimore had, I think, this one of these direct problems, and that was that, so Reuben Petersheim was the visionary behind UMM, and they also decided to start a church there, and so the church starts, and so the church is over the mission, and yet the mission's trying to function, and the church is trying to lead, and it was a difficult situation that I think, if that was the model, would have been. So we're here, Reformed Church is here to have a church. They're here to, you know, maybe use that as an option, but they're not feeling the pressure to run that. There might be some relief in that. However, as I mentioned, this model down there in UMM was a struggle. Right. Sure. Yeah. Right. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why we'll have Mel as a pastoral advisor on there, and then he'll say, "Yes, let's farm with goats, not cows." The only way that this would be directed in a way that this body would feel comfortable with would be that you have the presence of, like, a pastoral advisor and,